Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all to my real country. Ben Sorensen is my name and we have a huge, huge show for you this week. Don't forget, before we get into that, you can call my request line anytime, day or night. We don't sleep here at Real Country. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, Kiwi, Cam Scott's new track, something from Elise Simmons, plus a top tune from Ben Ransom. We've also got your favourite segments with Unheard and Unsighted Social Country, plus some great tunes from George Strait, Greta Zilla, Lee Kernaghan, chats with Maddie and Tay, and a chat with Tazen from Brothers 3, all still to come. But in the Real Country office this week was a pretty cool Australian track from trucker chick Jane Denham. Now, we did put it on loop for a whole chunk of time. It's a great track. Kicking off Real Country this week, it's Jane Denham, Grew Up Brown Trucks.
When I was little, my dad was so big, with his hand on the wheel of his new shiny rig. And up in the cab, I was proud as can be. And all of the kids round here wish they were me. I grew up round trucks, trailers and diesels, hard-working people and Kenny's and Max. Out on a run, moving the country, that's where you'd find me, up next to my dad. I grew up round trucks. Show 'em the log. Tabletops, Pantex, B-doubles and dogs. The Cats and the Cummins, the kings of the road. Come hell or high water, we're hauling the load. I grew up around trucks, trailers and diesels, hard-working people.
Thought I'd hear her say goodbye. She's on some beach in California, under a big blue sky. I hope the clouds come rolling in and pull a couple tears out of her eyes. And every flash of that lightning makes her want me back. But when your heart sets somewhere over that horizon, where the sunshine is shining, that
country artist Cam Scott there with his single Prayin' Rain. Now onto a very well-written song from a great Australian artist with a ballad about the comforting quality and company that late-night radio provides to so many. This is new from Elise Simmons, Greatest Companion.
Spends his time following white lines. Through the darkness he can hear a hint of light. The creeping waves of the graveyard shift help to dull the pain of all the things to miss. The familiar voice keeping him awake is the only friend he can call. On her own with her thoughts, weathered from another day long gone. lost the love of my life. I don't know what I would do if you weren't there to listen to. It's the voice on the radio. It's the only thing I know. Always there to pick up the phone and help the lonely when we're alone. It's the voice on the radio. It's the only.
Denim, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youths of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars. Feral Kevin, General Leroy, going down.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey's, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
And welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Now, for all things country, you know where to go. Head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, before their X Factor fame, these three brothers, aptly named Brothers Three, were working hard doing the country music circuit. And I'm pleased as punch to see them doing well. I caught up with Tazen to chat about their journey and their single, Brothers Never Part. It's Ben Sorensen here with one third of Brothers Three. Tazen, how are you, mate?
I'm good. One third.
Well, you know, I think, well, there's three of you. My maths isn't great, but... What a journey it's been for you guys. Now,
it's definitely been a roller coaster.
Yeah, I remember you guys kicking around the country music festivals, obviously, doing your stuff, honing your craft, and then X Factor sort of really, showed the world exactly where you're at. And I love that overnight people go, oh, overnight success. No, lots of hard work for a long time.
There's been a lot of that. We bump into a lot of people who are like, oh, it must be great, like overnight success. We're like, we've been doing this for 7 years now. It definitely hasn't been overnight success.
That's a long night.
A lot with it. But yeah, X Factor really just gave us that commercial platform and really gave us the household awareness, which I think you need.
All the little puzzle pieces are together now, so it seems to be going quite well.
Yeah, so far it's been good. We did have a bit of a roller coaster ride, but we've come out of it, and we've just signed our first major release album with Warner Music, so it's been great.
Yay! But, you know, even that journey, going from being a hardworking independent musician to an even harder working label artist, was that transition what you thought it would be, or was there some different stuff there?
Well, it's bizarre. Like, you hear all these stories about labels in Tamworth and places you go, and it's just not true. Like, everyone just thinks they do all the work, but at the end of the day, it's all on the artist's shoulders.
Yep.
Like, we thought it'd be easier. People are helping us out, all this, and they are. At the end of the day, we're probably doing twice as much work as we used to do.
This is like a massive, massive journey for you guys. And then we haven't even talked about the writing process and the recording process and all of that and the music stuff. How does that work? And has that changed?
The writing process is, it hasn't really changed. We've always written together. And on this album, like for the single, for example, we wrote that with, it was our first ever co-write with a guy called Daniel Skeed. And, he pretty much wrote in our style. We write always the songs first, the melodies and the instrumentation. You hear all these stories about, like, musicians who, they always start from a struggle, and it's always a struggle, and it always ends up great at the end. And then that's how Brothers Step Apart got written, because it was kind of the song where we're like, we need to write a song saying, like, we have been through all this, we've been enclosed and all that. So it's really a song basically about how we came out of that and now we're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love you still haven't lost that whole country feel. I mean, there's dogs in the background, there's people banging at the door. You know, it's totally, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what
I love.
But I love that the energy of your new single, Brothers Never Part, is that energy. It's that, you know what, we are who we are and we're going to stick together no matter what. And I think for, you know, everybody these days, that's a really great message to remember and a really great thing to identify in your own life.
Yeah, 100%. That was definitely the vibe we were going for with that song. Really just look at us, we're who we are and we're not going to change.
I think that's a bit clever, because that doesn't just keep your existing country audience, but it tries to drag other people into a genre that they normally wouldn't look at. And I think that who you guys are is still enjoying the quirky, different things that are non-mainstream. And I think that's the beautiful thing about Brothers 3.
Thank you. Yeah, we really try to do that. Like, that's always the thing we try to do, is we want to definitely, like, we always, after X Factor, we've always acknowledged the older fans, the country audience, but I feel like we want to bring, because it's really weird, it's really sad that we go to country music festivals these days and you hear all these people singing pop and heavy rock, and it's like, we want to get younger people into the country industry, really.
Well, look, I absolutely adore your new single, Brothers Never Part, and all the work that you do. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Tazen from Brothers 3.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Sometimes I wished I could cast away all of the things that held me down. I made mistakes that helped me pave my way. I've been searching for a sound. We played along, we never had our way. Suffocated, overruled. Together we would break away, uncover something beautiful. As brothers we will stand, step into the light, through the darkest night. Brothers, understand, we can be what we believe together. It's always now or never, these days will last forever. We can feel it in our hearts. Through it all we made it, never separated. We know brothers never part. We'll be right back.
darkest night. Brothers, understand, we can be what we believe together.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
So many crossroads I can't ignore. Can turn my world into a perfect storm. But I know my heart's gonna take me home. We live in dreams waiting for the stars to fall in line so we can make our mark. Most of us, they never show. Just take a look around. Here we are, in a world full of dreams turned to scars. Still there's love in our hearts. Oh, we are the lucky ones. When you're down and you feel like your luck's running out, the unknown. Oh, just take a look around. Here we are, in a world full of dreams turned to scars. Still there's love in our hearts. Oh, we are the lucky ones. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When you're down and you feel like your luck's running out, there's love in our hearts. Oh, we are the lucky ones.
We are the, we are the, we are the lucky.
When you're down and you feel like your luck's running out, take a breath, look around. Oh, we are the lucky ones.
We are the, we are the, we are the lucky ones.
Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Brothers Three, that was The Lucky Ones. Now on to Unheard and Unsigned, all about established and emerging indie artists, and this is their time to shine. Now, if you want to get your track here, all you got to do is let me know about it. Head to the website, realcountrymix.com, and follow the links. With a cracking track from his live album, this is well-established independent Australian artist Ben Ransom's track, Big Country Sky.
This is Big Country Sky. Now, I've had a few emails about social media this week. We've been a little bit quiet of late as we're planning some shiny new stuff. It's even got the new smell on it, so I can't wait to tell you about that. And the first people that are going to know are going to be the people who like us on Facebook. So head to the Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. And you can find us on Twitter at realcountrymix. But that's not actually what the emails were about. They were about my Instagram account. Now, if you want to see all my antics during the week, and most importantly, my coffee, all you need to do is head over to Instagram and check it out. It's Ben Sorensen 1, or just head to
realcountrymix.com and hit the Instagram link, which is on the homepage. After the break, it's your request in Social Country, Greta Zilla, George Strait, and my chat with Maddie and Tay, all still to come on Real Country.
This is Doug Bruce, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Couple of days. Oh, sweet. Have you ever had a day when it all goes right? Couldn't do no wrong even if you try. That's real. That's a bad boy, hardly
ever. One, two, three, four. Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mwoolumbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey's, Sarah Stora, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mwoolumbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Hey, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here. Welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Social Country, one of my favourite parts of the show. I know I say it every week, but it's your chance to let me know what you're listening to and what you want to hear. It's your requests. So, how do you get your request on the show? You can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country, or you can find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix. We're on Google Plus as well. Or you can find out all the details on our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, from the Atherton Tablelands of far north Queensland comes this request from Tamara, who's just moved up in that part of the world and listens to the show via the podcast. Congratulations, Tamara, on buying your own half acre of Queensland. And your request? Well, from your half acre to a track off Hell's Half Acre, this is Greta Zilla, Rust and Bones. Top choice, and make sure to send me an invite to the housewarming too.
Rust and bones, rust and bones. Into this cruel world we're thrown. Do I be careful? And rust and bones. When I die, when I die, lay me by my mother's side. Place a rose on the stone when I die. Yeah. save my soul. Scarecrow. Well, rest in bones, rest in bones. It is cruel.
Now again, if you want to get your request on Real Country, it's so incredibly easy. You can actually pick up the phone. Give me a call. I love it. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. But if you're not near a phone, don't stress. You can always do it via the old internet and social media. You can head to facebook.com/realcountry. Respond to one of our posts or send me a message there. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix or on Google Plus. Or if that's all too much, don't stress. All the details are on the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, on the email again, Walt from Newcastle is a super huge George Strait fan, and so am I. But I think it's more of a cold beer conversation, to be honest.
Ever feel like you're standing in blue? Going nowhere, yeah, man, me too. Busting your butt, just trying to get ahead. Wind up tasting a little dust instead. Buddy, I swear, that pretty thing of mine, don't ask for much, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to give her everything that shines. Cold beer, conversation, just a couple old boys, a little time well wasted. Trying to figure out life, trying to figure out girls, trying to find our place in this crazy old world. A little truth, a little frustration. Conversation. Man, don't you miss those Friday night lights? Wouldn't you like to bust through that paper one more time? Brother, my folks are getting up there in years. Mama still thinks the devil's in here. Now tell me, buddy, don't you ever wish we could work a little less, catch a few more fish? Yeah, maybe one day when we both strike it rich. Cold beer, conversations, just a couple old boys, a little time well wasted. Trying to figure out life, trying to figure out girls, trying to find our place in this crazy old world. A little truth, a little frustration. Cold beer, conversation. We could sit here all night trying to make it make sense. A little buzz is probably all we're gonna get, but that's alright. Cold beer, conversations, just a couple old boys, a little time well wasted. Trying to figure out life, trying to figure out girls, trying to find our place in this crazy old world. A little truth, a little frustration. It's just us, man. Go on and say it. Cold beer, conversation.
Now, here at Real Country, we're a giving sort here, and we've got a free gift for you, which is absolutely amazing. It's going to cost you absolutely nothing, and it's going to give you hours and hours and hours of countless quality entertainment, and it's all country-themed. We call this our podcast, and you can get this episode and all of our other 200-plus episodes absolutely free. You can download them on your device, on your laptop. You can listen to them on the go. You can listen to them anywhere you want. It is absolutely free. How do you find our podcast? I hear you ask. It's so easy. Head to your favorite podcasting app where you get your normal great podcasts, be that iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or anything else. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe to keep the country tunes flowing. As I said before, there's over 200 different shows and interviews and some great bonus content for you to enjoy, and it's all absolutely free. So do it. Check it out now. It's our podcast. And if it's all too much, all the details and the show is also on our website, realcountrymix.com. After the break, my chat with Maddie and Tay and tunes from Lee Kernaghan.
Hi, it's Pauline Hanson here. And if you're not listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, I want a Please Explain.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Stora, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, I caught up with Maddie and Tay, and this is a quick sneak peek at the full interview that I'll air next week. Being a big kid myself, I had a chat to the pair about their song, The Downside of Growing Up.
Downside of Growing Up is by far my favorite song on this whole entire record. We went into a writing session, like we always do, and I can't remember what I was having to do the day before, like, you know, just boring grown-up
adult stuff,
like,
yeah.
Figuring out how to, like, change an AC unit, and, like, her apartment flooded, and she had to figure out how to do that all by herself, and just boring grown-up stuff, like, yeah. Paying bills and taxes and blah.
It's life, but yeah. At the time, we were both 18, 19 yeah. years old, so we're like, what is going on? Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen this early on in our lives.
Exactly. But I went in a writing session with her, and I'm like, seriously, this grown-up thing is really getting me down. And her light bulb went off, and then our two co-writers, their light bulb went off, and I'm just like, what? And they're like, downside of growing up. And so we just start writing this song.
You're gonna turn, but it's how you're gonna learn a lot about life.
was Maddie and Tay. Make sure you tune in next week for the full interview. It's an absolute hoot. Touring around with the Spirit of the Anzac show, playing to sell-out crowds, is Lee Kernaghan. And from the same album is this great Australian song, I Will Always Be With You.
Girl, I've waited till the night before, going out into the Afghan dust. Gotta write this down in case I don't come back. You're the sweetest, kindest girl, the prettiest that I've ever met. So glad you chose me to share the time we've had. And I just want you to know you'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. Though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me, and I will always be with you. Black Hawk chopper, Kandahar, heading out into the dead of night, like we've done before, behind the lines. I didn't think I was gonna die, the way I look at it, no one does. But if it's your time, I reckon it's your time. I just want you to know you'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. Though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me, and I will always be with you, with you. Along the barren river, up on the tablelands, by the waters of Lake Tinaru, where the flame trees stand. You'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. And though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me. You'll always be with me, my love, in all I ever do. And though you seem so far away, you'll always be with me, and I will always be with you, with you, with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is your lot for the week. Now, don't forget that you can download the podcast from this show absolutely free. You can find it on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere you get good podcasts. And all you've got to do is simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It's that easy. I'd also love you to continue the country conversation on social media. You can find the show on facebook.com/realcountry and on Twitter @realcountrymix. Or if that's all too much, just chill out. Don't worry about it. You can just head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, make sure you open the diary and book it in, because I will be back on the same station at the same time, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sara Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach, and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2-5, tickets from mcrfest.com.